You are now listening to Nights with the
Nightens.
Already. Let's go and get into it.
So, I am here. Chelio McBellio is gone today. Happy people. This, of course, is K Knight, Crando Commando. I'm here, and Chelsea's not here. She's working 24-hour call tonight. So, luckily, bows to me, a good friend of mine was able to move out to New York in time for this 24-hour rotation that Chelsea is on, and he happens to have some good talents. Kevin Pete, you mind introducing yourself?
Hello. Well, let me first off start by saying I can never take the place of Chelio McBellio. Miss her dearly here. But yeah, it's me, Cuban Pete. Government name Will Haynes. I mean, this guy go way back.
Right on. So what today, first I'm just catch y'all up on everything. It's been a while since me and Chelsea came out with a podcast. You'll figure out why I keep saying these things later in the podcast. But anyway, we've been doing good. Well, just catching up on some stuff. We go have some podcasts dropping soon. We got some things working on, so please stay tuned. But I thought it'd be pretty cool just to do an individual one on a night that she wasn't here and have a good friend of mine from my hometown, Duncanville, woo-hoo, back in Dallas, the Dirty D. I learned that up here in New York, the big D is Detroit. But whatever, you know, I still rep that Dallas. So, man, but what we've been doing right now is we're having like a listening session. My man Cuban Pete, we was sitting here hot, listening to some hot tracks. Man, tell the people what kind of like what genre of music. Who are you? Give us some input of who you are.
So the type of music that I do, I think it's an eclectic mix. If I hate describing my own music because I never know exactly what to say or how to describe it. I think that might be true for any artist. It's just kind of hard because we all want to be original and do our own thing. But I'm heavily influenced by R&B. That's what I grew up on. And from there, I just like to put my own twist on the genre. I really bring it current. I think R&B is never, before now, has never really had a chance to evolve. You know, every time it tried, we wanted to label it, you know, indie R&B or this kind of R&B or that R&B. But, you know what I mean? Instead of just letting it be R&B and a new kind of R&B. And I think, thankfully, it's finally getting a chance to evolve with artists like SZA, Khaled, Daniel Caesar, you know, all of these people are really, you know, the new wave of just straight up R&B. You know what I mean? It didn't have to be a separate genre or a subgenre. It's just R&B. And so I feel like naturally I kind of would fall in that category as far as the type of music that I do.
Of course, we'll have y'all here. You'll drop some samples on here and a few, but man, this is pretty interesting because this is the first time I'm hearing about the kind of you actually classifying, or not classifying, I guess kind of describing, for bad lack of words, describing the music you have and that you have created. I really like that new age R&B feel because sometimes R&B now to me takes me to the 90s. And I feel like I can tell like this is not, certain songs are not going to last long. And I feel like the ones that stick around fall into like a pop genre and not necessarily like R&B. So like what I've been hearing tonight definitely is like future R&B to my ears. I'm nobody. I really think it was dope. I mean, it inspired me to sit here and say, let's do a podcast on it, man. I think that'd be pretty cool. Let's just check it out. So, man.
The thing of it is I want to make timeless music. You know what I mean? Like, music that it stands the test of time because it wasn't trying to be what the current sound is. It was just being authentic to itself. I think a great example of that is Aaliyah. Yeah. Like, her music to this day, you know what I'm saying, especially her latest stuff, still sounds so current because it wasn't trying to chase anything that was going on at the time. You know, obviously big thanks to Timbaland and Missy, you know, and Static for, you know, a lot of that production. But, you know, it takes a village, you know what I mean? It definitely takes a team. But they together created a sound that was timeless and it was true to itself and it was original. And that's the same thing that I try to do. When I'm making music, I really try not to listen to other music because I'm subconsciously easily swayed. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I hear something, I'm like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I want to recreate it. It's just in my blood. And so when I'm creating music, I really just try to listen to myself and my ear and what I'm feeling at the time. All of my music is based on my experience. Right. You know what I mean? And so that, I think, feel like allows me to make the most honest music. You know what I mean? And it got to sound good, too. Like, don't get me wrong. You know what I mean? The most honest music ain't nothing if it don't sound good. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? Definitely want to make sure that the tracks are hot as well. And so, you know, I do produce all of my own music thus far, although I am looking to collaborate with, you know, amazing songwriters and producers and, you know, everything else in between.
Okay.
For sure.
Oh, that's pretty cool, man. That's cool. Pretty cool. Now we hear about the music. Let me, you know, you, since you were new to New York, I should also jump into, how do you like New York so far? This is a 2 week, I think today marks 2 weeks
that you've been in
New York. So, what's the word, man? What are your thoughts? How do you like New York? Like, have you found your favorite deli spot? You know, are you figuring out the train system? Like, for people who are thinking about coming out here, like, first, let me give you, this guy right here is just so cool. When I moved to New York, Chelsea had a, she had a job already. So we kind of had like a safety net moving into this thing. If all else fails, like what it was, this man right here is doing it the way he's supposed to do how you live a dream. I think, you know, he's still in the process of doing it. And it's so exciting to me because he's starting it like the way people dream to start it and then grind. And so I'm just, you know, being his friend, as of course. And I'm here to help with anything, and I'm putting that on the podcast to help out, man.
And I appreciate that. And you have been super supportive since I've been here, and I definitely appreciate you a million times over for how supportive you've been since I've been here.
Right on, right on.
As far as the city, I mean, I'm loving it. Like, you know, I moved from Austin. I was living in Austin for 3 years, and so I did get, you know, on a much smaller scale, a feel for living in the city and, you know, using public transit to get around and things like that. But I'm loving it. Like, I'm a night owl, you know what I mean? Thrive in the nighttime, and I love a city that never sleeps. Like, it just feels great. It feels
always
at home.
Always walking around.
You know? All the time, you know what I mean? Just going about their business, too, you know what I mean? Somebody's out at 3 or 4 a.m., it doesn't even necessarily mean they're doing anything in cities. Yeah, they're just out, you know what I mean? Like, just going about life, so.
Yeah, I'm walking around, you know, in circles at 3 a.m.
Doing what I do.
Doing what I do.
What about? Like, leave me alone. Like,
I'm just looking suspicious, but... Hey, I'm
at
not
the end of the day, I'm just going out for a case of beer because they sell beer here 24/7, which is something else I'm getting adjusted to. Like, damn. But trying not to get in trouble.
Mini perks.
You know, yeah. But I'm loving the city. You know, like I was telling you, I told somebody not too long ago that I had only been for 2 weeks, and they were like, what? You know, acting all shocked. And I was like, you know, I'm pretty good at getting in where I fit in and faking until I make it. Like, you know,
right.
I'm going to try to assimilate as best as I can. You know what I mean? But I really am enjoying it. The only thing I'm going to need for it to hurry up and do is get warmer. That's it.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
I think the difference here is like it needs to get warmer, especially because you're more exposed to the elements of outdoors than you are anywhere else, I think. Because of public transportation.
Yeah, that's true.
You have to walk to the subway. The subways aren't underground, is not air conditioned. So you're literally just like underground.
Or heated.
You know, so then you know, if you gotta take a bus, when you get out the subway, you don't get out the subway to where you're trying to go. You still have to walk a distance. So it's like literally when you look at the weather and the weather, you see what the weather says, you need to take that in full consideration.
Then look at the full day's forecast as well. So you ready for any extra conditions that might surprise you?
seriously, man. Well, that's pretty cool, man. Let's. I think you cut me a sound bite. Let me see here. Let the people we'll hear a little bit, and then let you know, give a little review on it and see what people think.
Oh, for sure.
Never been in this place.
up, man? Why can't we be?
Oh, my God. you know, I'm trying to make this as simple as possible. It's based off of a song that you might know from The Mask, but it was a song before that. And it's a song about this, basically a guy who's the talk of the town. You know what I mean? He's just everybody's guy. Everybody loves him. And, you know, I don't know if this sounds like shallow or what, but, you know, I'm just being honest with you. I was never that guy growing up. You know what I mean? You've known me for a long time. I was kind of always off to the side. I was always social, but, you know, just kind of off to the side. And, you know what I mean? People didn't always treat me nicely. Let's just put it to you like that, put it simply. Okay. And, you know, I just kind of, when I heard that song, for me, it went a little bit deeper. It was like, man, what a life it must be, you know, to
Cuban Pete.
Exactly, you know what I mean? And for me, especially when it comes to putting out music, I hate to say alter ego, you know what I mean? Because I feel like it's cliche. But, you know, to kind of create this persona to put music out and because, again, like I said, my music is about my experiences. And so to be able to create this persona to put these experiences out under, you know, this is Cuban Pete. This is my story, but his story. And it allows me to just, you know, just lay it all out there. You know what I mean? And it's just a character. You know what I mean? At the end of the day. But it's Will's experiences. So, yeah.
Well, Cuban Pete, ladies and gentlemen, let's finish up these tracks. Something else, I must say, man. You know, I feel like it just kind of encompasses so many other elements of music. Like, it's definitely R&B for sure, but I think it's like you said, it's like new age, like futuristic R&B. If not futuristic, but like what it should, the current day, what it should be R&B. Like, but I mean, obviously everybody has their own style, but it's definitely something new that I really can't hear a lot, and it's really nice on the ears, I say.
Like, I appreciate
you know,
that,
this is, you know.
I really do.
Yeah, no. It's true. It's true. I really like it. I can hear passion in the music. I like the 808s. You know, I feel like you give me so many different elements and bring it together in a nice collective way. It's like really seamless. But yeah, man, I really was feeling it. I hope people on the outside hearing it, feeling it too, man. Tell me some thoughts. What was your mind? What did you think about when you was making that track? Give me some input. I want to hear what the artist feel.
So that track is honestly just about the state that you go through right before you like catch your feelings. You know what I mean? Like you when you're right on the verge of catching feelings and you just in that that weird little middle space of like, should I, should not, is it happening? Nah, it's not happening. Oh shit, I think it's happening. Like I'm sorry, can I go?
No. Okay, you know, it's weird. It's weird you say that, because that actually is like no real defined definition for that.
Right.
That very small space and like not knowing, like it's like that part where should you ask for the number? I think this person asking, feeling me. I'm about to ask your number. I think it's gonna be very successful. And then like, what is that? Because it's not like people got something when they have a name for it when you pass that and you're dating and you got like puppy love. You know what I mean? It's like, oh, it's the beginning phases. But like, it's also a little state there that's almost like, I guess it's that fatal attraction. But you don't know because you know if that person is attracted yet because it's still not for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would go a little bit further than, like, past asking for the numbers. Like, I think, like, the limbo was, like, the actual, like, feelings. Like, okay, because you could ask for the number, just be interested.
So was this before love?
In a before possible love. I don't know. Maybe I'm just conditioned to the societal talking, catching feelings out of other little subcategories that, we've created. But you know what I mean?
It is a lot of subcategories.
A lot of steps these days for a very simple process. But you know what I mean? There's a time, no matter what state of the relationship you're in, where you're like, I think I'm actually like having feelings.
You know what
I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just kind of that step before. I guess it's more so prevalent for people who really don't want to catch feelings because they've had, past experiences.
Okay.
Like myself, where it's just kind of like, eh. Like, that's why I say a feeling known only to fools. You know what I mean?
Cause feeling only known. Oh, I get that. Okay.
Yeah. It's just kind of like.
So it's like heartbreak, but mending of heartbreak.
It's almost like anticipated heartbreak. You know what I'm saying?
Anticipated heartbreak.
Based off the last time it happened and how it went down, type situation. So,
I can
this was the limbo.
Can feel that, like that energy. But I can feel that energy you're talking about in that song. I can definitely feel it. Yeah.
It's for limbo's not, I mean, from what I know about limbo,
yeah,
it's not necessarily a good thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I have many meanings, but it's not necessarily a good thing. And so
what is it when you go under the fire stick? Like you're limboing? That's usually a good thing.
Yo, breaking my back to be in love.
Why trying to dodge flames? Ooh.
Damn, that's deep. You just took it deep.
Breaking my back. Just trying to find love while dodging flames. Boom. And that's.
There goes the dynamite.
So, yo, thank y'all so much for listening to Nights with Nightins. Although Chelio is not here tonight. Chelio McBellio is not here tonight, but I am so happy and was honored to have an interview with the one on Cuban Pete.
Appreciate you having me. It's been so real. And let me say real quick, Limbo is streaming on all platforms, Apple Music, Spotify, Tidal, Google Play Store, iTunes. You can catch it anywhere. Cuban Pete, one word, Limbo, LIMBEAU. Try to be a little bit different without being too,
How about the social media? You on the social media?
Social media, Twitter, Instagram, @WhoIsCubanPete, no spaces.
Right on.
Catch
sir.
Me. Thank I follow back.
That's good, dude.
Appreciate you having me, my
always,
brother.
Man. I hope we can do one very soon.
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all stay up and peace.
Peace.
But wait, we have more. Got another song coming to you by Cuban Pete. Check it out. Chelio, where you at? Come home. All right. Peace.
I just scraped the last of the keef at the bottom of my grind. When the weed man answered. Yeah. And the buzz from my mad dog is wearing off. Weed man, please answer. Maybe it's not an issue, maybe it runs deep. I never let shit get the best of me, but he's here. Maybe it's accidental, maybe it's on me, but it's sending chills through my energy. Is he? Maybe I need to smoke something loud, cause I've got thoughts to drown.